The time is 8:18. This is Morning Edition on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Annalise Henzel, and I'm joined in the studio now by Susan Bentz, our environmental reporter. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Susan's here to talk about a vacant lot at 16th and North Avenue, which was overflowing with people yesterday morning. Neighbors and city officials there broke ground symbolically for the Innovations and Wellness Commons. And this is a project that's part of a multi-million dollar years-long effort to reinvigorate the Walnut Way neighborhood. Susan, it sounds like there was both a swarm of people and a swarm of excitement, if you will, at the celebration.
Definitely. The only negative I perceived was just the chill in the air. The lot was buzzing. A tent was offering visitors food and drink. I met Tanya Holly. She decided to check out the event. She's not a Walnut Way resident. She lives nearby, though, and she picked up news of the event on Facebook. Holly is 35, a mom, and trying to finish an associate degree while also working as a home health care worker.
This place has been vacant many years since I've known it. They're talking about opening up a business for jobs, teaching good health out of this place. I have 5 children living, and they will need a place, a safe place, and I'm all for improving in my life, in the community. So I'm here.
Susan, tell us a little bit more about the Walnut Way neighborhood.
Well, Sharon Adams is one of the best storytellers. She grew up there just a block west of this vacant lot. At the time, Walnut Way hummed with life, she said. She was able to go to college, as were many of her friends from that neighborhood. She says, though, when she returned in the late 90s, the old neighborhood was decaying and infested with drugs. So she's become one of the leaders of Walnut Way's renaissance. Here's what she talked about, knowing of the building that's slated for restoration. That's phase one of the commons.
The vintage building that will be restored as phase one of the commons was a social club and restaurant owned and operated by 4 black men on a handshake agreement for over 30 years. When businesses and social assets closed, so did opportunity. Odds of finding work, owning a business, diminished. However, the odds are changing again.
Susan, what will that vintage building hold when all of the work is complete there?
Well, it will hold 20 new jobs, they're saying, and the commons will contain a commercial kitchen for people who want to create products from neighborhood gardens and beehives. Outpost Foods is going to have a spot in there, along with the juice bar restaurant.
Did anything else strike you at this crowded and upbeat celebration yesterday?
Well, this is an ambitious project. There's energy and commitment. You felt that in the air there. I met a man who's a Milwaukee native, Dwayne Bost. He's a retired tool and die worker, and he spent his career working for GM. He could have moved away, but he decided to build and live just west of Walnut Way.
I think it'd be great for the area, help revitalize the area. I know we had some down years for probably the last couple of decades, but I think it'd help turn things around.
And it wasn't your run-of-the-mill groundbreaking. Of course, there's the customary heap of dirt but in the middle of the crowd, but people tossed in sunflower seeds into that soil and others scattered soil on top of it.
That's a really lovely image, and we will await your additional reports as the evolution there takes root.
We'll see you.
Thank you, Susan. Susan Bentz is WWM's environmental reporter, and she joined us to talk about the latest in Walnut Way.